Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior, the one we thank and praise this day. Amen. Our text is taken from the epistle, Paul's second letter to Timothy. We pray, Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. May your word ever shine upon the church and reveal wonderful truth to us that we receive it in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, how good is your memory? Can you remember the readings that were just read a few minutes ago? The kids did a pretty good job about the 10 lepers, 10 and 1. Well, the Old Testament reading was from Ruth, and the great example of the faith of Ruth to leave her family, her homeland, her gods, to worship the one true God. And we, of course, read from the 10 lepers. And then I also read from 2 Timothy 2. This is Paul's last letter that he writes. He's in prison, as he says there. He will be beheaded by Nero soon. And he writes this second letter to his friend and his son in the faith, Timothy, to encourage him. And in the midst of that letter, 2 Timothy, in our reading today, see if you remember, that's our word today. There, in the midst of that text, Paul says to Timothy, to each one of us today, he says, remember. What are we supposed to remember? Remember Jesus Christ. It's right there in your text. You see, you already forgot. Remember Jesus Christ. Say it with me. Remember Jesus Christ. And every Monday, as I come in, I look over the readings, usually, what do I want to preach about the next Sunday? And I kept coming back to the words of Paul in the epistle. Remember Jesus Christ. It's so simple, so straightforward. It's the Christian life. It's what it's all about. Remember Jesus Christ. In our lives that are so busy, 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 millions of things on our schedule, you probably have your calendar and you have all the things that you need to do and your mind's already on all the things that you need to do maybe later today or certainly this week. One thing after another, busy, hectic schedules. In the midst of that, the Word of God today, remember Jesus Christ. Don't forget Him. And let me today have a little Bible study on the word remember. In Bible class, we're going over Greek words, and remember is another wonderful word. Memneskomai in the Greek. Memneskomai. Can you say that? Memneskomai. You don't have to remember that. But we translate that remember. And I simply want to talk about what it means to remember Jesus. And then, secondly, may we ever have faith that Jesus remembers us. And that's a whole lot more important than us remembering Him, which we do a fairly lousy job of. He will always, always remember us. Those are your 2 points about remembering. First of all, remember Jesus Christ, memneskomai. What does this mean? Well, remembering in the Bible, memneskomai, means a whole lot more than mental recall. When we think of the word remember, we usually think of mental recall. That we think about something for a few seconds. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mental recall. Well, the word here means a whole lot more. It's a much deeper word than just mental recall. Paul is not encouraging Timothy and us. Just think about Jesus every once in a while in your busy schedule. Have a mental recall of Jesus and just think about Him for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and smile a little bit. Then go on your merry way like the other 9 lepers did. They thought about Jesus for a little bit, went on their merry way, and forgot about Him. Memneskomai means literally to call someone into your presence. To remember them means to be present with them. To share life with them. An illustration. Last Saturday was October 1st, which, let's see if you remember this, which is my birthday. Presents are still allowed after a week or so. Just kidding. But my dear children, my 4 children and my beloved wife say, Paul, we want to remember your birthday. We do that in life. And Mark, remember, we remembered our birthdays. He has the same birthday, October 1st. I want to remember you on your birthday. Now, when my kids and my wife said, we want to remember you on your birthday, what do they mean by that? Did they mean, Dad, we're going to think about you for 5 seconds? Ah, Dad's birthday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's nice. I remembered your birthday, Dad. That's not what they meant. Just mental recall at your birthday. They meant, we want to spend time with you, Dad. We want to be present with you and have a meal with you, and we watched the game together and played some games. We want to be present with you. That's remembering biblically. So when Paul says, the Spirit says, remember Jesus Christ is powerful, it does not mean think about him here or there. It means be present with Jesus, like the one leper did. He went back and was in the presence of Jesus. The other nine did not. So it means what we're doing right now, we are remembering Jesus. We come into his presence. We call him into our presence, or he calls us into his presence, however you want to look at it. And we are with him when we hear his word. So remember Jesus means hear his word, for then you're present with him. Spend time in the word. And even more than that, come to communion. The fulfillment of remembering Jesus, the greatest way we can remember Jesus this side of heaven is to commune with him, to be present with him here, to fall down before him here and receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. This is remembering Jesus. Paul is telling Timothy in your busy life, Timothy, he's telling you and I in your busy life, come to communion, come and worship like the one leper, time and effort. This is why at the end of communion, the words of institution, the Lord says, do this in remembrance of me. He doesn't mean do this and think about me for 5 seconds. If that's all remember means, then you really don't have to come to communion to think about him. You can think about him as you're driving your car to McDonald's today. But he is saying, do this to call me into your presence. Do this meal and I will be with you. You'll be with me. You fall down before me and I will feed you and forgive you and help you and strengthen you and give you my very life, and you can face anything in your life then. We have three great examples in the readings of people that remembered Jesus. You have Ruth. She teaches us that to remember Jesus, to be in the presence of Jesus, sometimes we have to forsake our own family and our homeland to come here. Maybe you need to do that. Leave your spouse, leave your kids, leave people. I'm going to come be with Jesus. That's Ruth. And then you have the example of the one leper. He would teach us again, it's time and effort. It took him time, it took effort to get up and return to Jesus. Time and effort away from the other nine. Coming here is time and effort. It's just the way it is. But it's worth your time and your effort to be in the presence of Jesus. And then Paul, of course, is in prison dying. He, I think, knows at this point that he's going to be a living sacrifice for the Lord. He's going to get killed, a martyr. And he would teach us that when, and Paul's not in the corner of the prison pouting, depressed, sad, discouraged, doubting. Paul says, remember Jesus Christ. Paul wants to have communion, in other words. He is in the Word. He not as receiving communion, they're giving it to himself if he has to. He is remembering Jesus. And this teaches us that when we are in our dying days and we are lonely and we're sick and we're ostracized and we're sad and we're down, all is against us, I'm dying, I got a bad doctor's report, remember Jesus. As Paul continues, who is risen from the dead, when you're dying, don't face death. He is with you and be with him. Hear his word, commune. Remembering Jesus is all important, but even more important than that, second point, is that Jesus remembers us. There are times we're going to forget to call on his name. He never forgets our name, the name he called out when we were baptized. He'll never forget your name, even though we forget to call on his name. At times we forget to hear his word, he will never forget to hear our prayers. He ever stands ready to hear our prayers. There are times we forget to praise him and thank him. He will never forget to give us peace and pardon, to forgive our sins. We forget him, he will never forget us. We are faithless, he is ever faithful, for he cannot deny himself, Paul says. That's just the way he is. He's faithful. He remembers. And God remembers throughout the Bible. It's a very interesting word again. Go back to the Old Testament. Noah was in the ark and the flood waters came. We think of Hurricane Matthew, a little miniature flood there compared to a worldwide flood. And the Bible says that after the 40 days of rain, of course, the Bible says God remembered Noah. This doesn't mean that God thought about Noah. Oh, I forgot about Noah down there in the boat. I better think about Noah for a second. Silly. God remembered Noah by calling Noah into his presence, by making the water recede, bringing him out of the ark and being with Noah and blessing Noah. He was with Noah then and had grace upon Noah. That's what it means. The people of Israel were slaves in Egypt 430 years. And the Bible says that God remembered his covenant. He remembered the people. This doesn't mean that God had forgotten about them for 430 years. Oh no, the people of Israel are slaves. I better do something. It means God's going to call them into his presence. God's going to act to be with his people. He sends Moses and 10 plagues and parts the Red Sea and gathers his people around himself to bless his people. Job lost everything in one day. A man of great grief and sorrow. Maybe that's you, friend. Grief and sorrow. Losing everything. But then the Bible says God remembered Job. It doesn't, again, mean that God... I need to think about Job for a second. It means that God acted to bless Job. God came and spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. What grace. God reassured Job that I'm your God and I love you. I'm in control. And God doubly blessed Job with double of everything that he lost. And this remembering of God comes to a great conclusion on Christmas when God comes down here to be with us and to save us. It continues on Good Friday where our God has his arms out on a cross and says, Father, forgive them. In essence, he's saying, come to me and I will give you rest. He's gathering all people to himself. It continues on Easter evening. The disciples are scared, hiding. And Jesus comes to them. He remembers them. He comes to them and says, peace be with you. And of course, for us, again, it comes to a great conclusion here in communion. Do this in remembrance of me can mean that we call Jesus into our presence, faith. But more so, the words mean, do this and I will remember you. That's communion. Do this, Jesus says, and I will remember you. I'll be present with you. I will forgive you. I'll feed you. I'll nourish you. I'll be your refuge, your rock, your strength. We'll eat together, which is a sure hope that we'll eat together forever in paradise. And isn't that what Jesus gave the thief on the cross? One more reference to remember. What did the thief on the cross pray? Jesus, remember me? The thief wasn't saying, Jesus, think about me. The thief was praying, Jesus, remember me. Jesus, save me and bring me into your presence when you enter into your kingdom that we can be together forever. And what did Jesus say to the thief as he was dying? I can't do that. I'm going to forget about you, buddy. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. I'm going to remember you. We're going to be together forever. You know, Ann and I were shopping a while back, and I was in the game section. I look at board games and so forth, and I found a new board game. You know what the name of it was? Senior Moments. A memory game for older people. And I hold it up to Ann, and I say, Ann, look at this game. And she said, wow, you ought to buy that. I'm only 53. I didn't buy it. We have senior moments. Sometimes we're just downright forgetful on purpose. Laziness. God never has a senior moment. God only has saving moments. We're in the midst of a saving moment right now where our Lord is here with forgiveness and grace. It's quite simple today. Remember Jesus Christ, friend, and trust that he always, always remembers you. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.